From the book of Discovery of Truth and Immortality by Swami Ram Sukhdas. Chapter 11. Think Over. Think over. Is God ours or the world ours? Is God loving to us or the world loving to us? Will God ever stay with us or the world stay with us? We are fragments of God. Mamai Vam Sho Jivaloke. Gita chapter 15 verse 7. Then is it proper on our part that instead of God, the world should be loving to us? The world is perishing every moment and does not stay with us even for a moment, while God ever remains with us. He does not leave us even for a moment. But our eye is not on God but on the world. We are fragments of God. So God should be loving to us. But our Supreme Father, God, does not appear so loving to us as the world appears. The world neither stays nor will stay nor can stay with us. It does not stay with us even for a moment. It is perishing every moment. Wealth, house, wife, sons, family, etc., are not to stay with us, while God will never leave us. Our relationship with the body and the world is breaking off every moment. It is an obvious fact that from our lifetime, the number of years we have lived alive, for that much of period, the world has separated from us. From the moment we were born, the body and the world are separating from us. Everything of the world is changing every moment. But infinite ages may pass, God will not change. He will never separate from us. He will ever live with us. We are ever with God and God is ever with us. The body, which does not stay even for a moment with us, seems loving to us. And from the viewpoint of people, we are called Satsangi, those having association with the real. Think over whether we are Satsangi or Kusangi, having association with evils. Have we our association with the real or the unreal? Is the real loving to us or the unreal loving to us? At least we should be conscious of the fact that the world is not ours. Being fragments of God, we are free from flaws and sins. But it is attachment to the world which conduces us to sheer impurities, flaws and sins. Attachment to the world causes only loss without any profit at all. We have the sense of mind with the body, therefore we provide it with food, water, clothes, rest and care, etc. But it has no regard for us. If by an error the cloth is removed from it, it catches cold and suffers from fever. If it is not provided with food for even a single day, it becomes weak. We are bent on paying so much of attention and care to it, but it does not care for us at all. It does not forgive us for our error. Even then the body is loving to us, while our benefactor, God and His devotees, whoever think of our welfare, are not loving to us. Every person should think over, whom do we like? Do we like the person who inspires us for worship and devotion to God, or who inspires us to remain engrossed in mundane affairs? Do we like the thing which is transient, or do we like the thing which ever accompanies us? The body and the world are transient. They don't stay with us and we don't stay with them. But righteousness stays with us. God stays with us. Justice stays with us. Truth stays with us. Think over. Do we tell a lie or do we speak the truth? Do we like justice or do we like injustice? Do we like honesty or do we like dishonesty? If we like injustice, what fruit will it bear? Pleasures are loving to us, but we should think, what fruit will they bear? Have we derived any benefit from sensual pleasures, or have we sustained loss from them? We should divert our attention to our life and think over, what are we doing? In which direction are we going? What is our inclination? Do we like adoration and devotion to God, or do we like pleasures and prosperity? What profit do we derive from the world, and what loss do we sustain from God? What benefit do we derive from sins, and what loss do we sustain from righteousness? Reflect upon this statement. All the worldly people are selfish. They oppose spirituality deathly. No one will support you in your sufferings. Therefore, don't listen to anyone. If we are engaged in adoration and devotion, the members of the family will not be pleased. But if we follow the path of falsehood, fraud, and dishonesty, the members will be pleased. Reflect upon the point whether they are pleased with our profit or loss. Pay attention to it. Who thinks of your welfare and who does good to you? God has bestowed upon us this human body, these mundane materials, and all other things, but He never reminds us of such favors conferred on us by Him. But the worldly people do a little favor to us, and we have to be very much obliged to them. We like those worldly people, but we don't like God. God has conferred on us the body, eyes, arms, legs, intellect, discrimination, and everything else, and we derive comfort and happiness from them, and we don't think of God. We like the things conferred on us by God, but we don't like God. Is it justified or proper? Reflect upon it. In the Mahabharata, it is mentioned, merely by thinking of whom a man is liberated from the shackles of birth and death. Merely by remembering him, all worldly sufferings come to an end. Render no service to him, offer nothing to him, only think of him and he will be pleased. In the world besides God, there is none who gets pleased merely by thinking of or remembering him. After discharging your duty throughout the day, in the evening you come back home and ask your wife, "Have you cooked food?" She replies, "No, I was just thinking of you." Will you get pleased? She has not cooked the food. What is the utility of thinking of you? But you think of or remember God, He will be pleased. Is there anything so cheap as God? Is there any other well-wisher as He? We forget Him, but we remember the world. Is it proper? By remembering God, common people have become great saints and exalted souls. Today, they are honored. They have possessed this speciality because they, instead of thinking of the world, thought of God. Reflect upon. Do we obey holy men and exalted souls, or those who are engrossed in mundane pleasures and prosperity? We don't like those who always think of our welfare and remain engaged in our welfare, who have never done evil to us and who have never cheated us. But we like those who cheat us and deceive us. Then how shall we attain bliss? How shall we attain salvation? Every moment, think of God and invoke Him, "O my Lord, O my Lord." By doing so, you will be elevated to an extraordinary position. People will call you an exalted soul. If you work sincerely and honestly, people will call you noble. Someone at first may say that you are bad, but at last everyone will call you virtuous and noble. God is ever a well-wisher. He always does good to us. He never does evil to us. We don't heed Him. We don't think of him, yet he ever remains engrossed in our welfare. We should have a sweet liking for him. We should have his sweet memory. By his memory we'll be sanctified, we'll become saints. What bliss will the wife, sons and family whom we remember provide us? Mirabai accepted God as hers, so great saints honor her and sing hymns composed by her. In fact, God and his devotees, these two do good to all the beings without any selfish motive and promote their welfare. All people love us with a selfish motive, but God and his devotees only love us without any selfish motive. If we love them, we will become saints and exalted souls. But if we like falsehood, fraud, dishonesty, cheating and deception, we will degrade ourselves. Have a look at yourself. What state have you attained? For how many years have you been in association with holy men, and how much inclination have you developed to God? Reflect upon it. How much liking you have for money, but it slips without notice. You hanker after money madly. Money never remembers you. But God remembers you, protects you and helps you. Who is equal to God? In the universe, no one such as a teacher or father or mother or brother or master is our well-wisher as is God. Manasa, Kishkindha, chapter 12, verse 1. How much good God has done to us, how much good He is doing to us, and how much good He will do to us. Neither anyone is, nor was, nor will be, nor can be so beneficent as God. What good do we do to God? From what selfish motive does He have His dealings with us? Yet, He loves us and does good to us. If we have an inclination to God from our heart, we will attain bliss. We think that if a son is born to us, we will be really happy. If anyone becomes our disciple, we will be truly happy. But neither a son was born to Mirabai, nor she initiated any pupil, yet people remember her and glorify her. Though several generations have passed, while you may not even recall your ancestors of 3 or 4 generations. Mirabai was endowed with the speciality, "No one besides Lord Krishna is mine." By remembering God, everything is set right. The life becomes successful here as well as hereafter. But by remembering pleasure, the body is spoiled, the mind is spoiled, habit is spoiled and health is spoiled. Therefore, ever remember and think of God. This is the gist of all that I have said.